time to tee it up with On the Tee, talking the wide world of golf from the PGA to the Champions Tour, LPGA, college, high school, and the crazy world of the Hack Nation. And here's your head of the Hack Nation and your host, Mike Rickard.
Good morning and welcome to On the Tee on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network and streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com and archiving on Hoovy.tv on this Memorial Weekend, May 28th, 2022. I'm Mike Rickard, the hapless hack, and the cool caddy Oscar Garner. The third's in the house, the big O. We're here every Saturday from 11 to 12. Well, we're not here. Actually, I'll give you a little snapshot of where we are today. We're actually in my office, perched as high as you can get at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, across from Tropicana Field. It's our 19th hole clubhouse studio location. Typically, we're out in the midst of it. We're out with the masses, and there will be masses today as the Yankees and Rays do battle across the street in baseball at 4:10 first pitch. So I've been a little under the weather. I thought, you know what? I'm not going to battle the heat. The show must go on, so I'll stay in the AC, the friendly confines of my sports paraphernalia, thanks to Mark Ferguson. And it's kind of a cool setting, actually. Not as much distraction for my ADD kicking in. And we got a great show lined up. Jam-packed. The Big O, good morning, young man. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
No, you're not pretty good because your Boston Celtics choked it away last night. And, you know, I want to see Celts. I'm sorry, we're going to divert just for a second. We'll talk more on St. Pete Sports Connection. But right now on the Tee, just a little tidbit of last night. Being a diehard C's fan from Detroit, probably the only one in the entire country.
Probably.
And so you'll have that moniker on you. And so bandwagon rider, are they going to make it to the finals?
I don't know. Here's why.
Because Jimmy Buckets has it going on.
Both teams.
And you caddied for Jimmy Buckets. That's where I was going.
Both teams have been dog shit on the road. Both teams have been terrible on the road. They're going to go to Miami. Miami has not been good in their own house. Jason Tatum has owned Miami. I think it's gonna be the Celtics in seven.
All right. Well, let's get back to the world of golf and remember, I don't have the 7 second delay. You remind me of who was the cat from Miami last night? He dropped an F bomb during his interview, post game interview.
PJ?
Anyway, we're just a driver away from Tropicana Field, as I said, right here upstairs at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. We'll be here the next hour. We got plenty to talk about. We're going to talk another charity event that we're going to participate in, and we do participate in a lot of them. And the Big O, Oscar the Third, he handles the course conversations. He'll come out for you if you've got an event. You've got something that's a charitable event. We'll go out to it. We'll do live remotes for you to encourage people to participate and give you some love for what you're doing in the community. We've done high school fundraisers. We're at the NFL Alumni Tampa Chapter. We are at the Super Bowl of Golf. We're going to do the Florida Sports Hall of Fame annual golf tournament. You name it, we're going to be there. First Tee, he's been out there. We've got Ray Jam for the Florida Rising Stars. And then we've got St. Pete. First Tee, you'll be at St. Pete Clearwater coming up on the 18th of this month, and that'll be a great event, my old track, and looking forward to that. So we're gonna talk to Dominic Albanese. He's got an event. We'll give him a call in a couple. He's got an event. This is a great event, the Miracle by the Bay Baseball Charity Classic for kids that have any kind of disability that want to play in the game of baseball. They want to build a field for them. And I'm very, very excited about that. Perfect Stance Hitting Mats is the sponsor. It's at Bayou Club in Largo. And Michael Jones is a tournament director. We'll talk a little bit about that. But let's go. There's some golf being played right now. There was some golf played last weekend. and Will Zalatoris, Mito Pereira, Justin Thomas. They're battling it out the last six holes. And then, unfortunately, the Chilean collapsed. You know, and it felt bad.
That was low.
Yeah, you felt you felt bad for that young man. You know, he, of course, he was the, he was on the lead. He was six strokes up at one point. And so Zalatoris and Thomas advanced to a three-hole playoff, and Thomas was victorious for his second major. And I like JT. Class kid's a class act. He hadn't had enough resume, he hadn't had enough big wins recently. You know, he won the Players. He's won quite considerably. He won 15 times on the tour, and he's only 29 years old. So he's an incredible success, and obviously he's going to be a Hall of Famer. But to get his second major was great. The Colonial's taking place in Fort Worth, the Charles Schwab Challenge. It has a three-way tie on top with world's number one, Scottie Scheffler. There's a guy, talk about rebounding. He didn't make the cut at the PGA in Tulsa at Southern Hills. He'd already won four. He's arguably already the, well, it's not arguably, he's already the player of the year without a shadow of a doubt. And he is tied with Bill Hostler and Scott Stallings at 9-under, and that's a great event. I like this. The LPGA has a match play in Vegas. In Vegas, it's sponsored by the Bank of Hope. See anything in that? Bank of Hope in Vegas. There you go. A little match play there. I think that's kind of ironic. And then the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship's taking place. This is their second major of the year. Typically, in the seniors, they only play Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But in the majors, they go 4 days, and this is one of those. And right now, Scott McCarrion, Steven, as I call him, Horseface Ames, is sitting at 8-under. Notables like Mike Weir, the Canadian, Ernie Els, South African, Bernard Langer. Jim, we need to get some red, white, and blue on that leaderboard. We've got Scott McCarrion up there. And then Nelly Korda made an announcement. Bradenton's Nelly Korda, she's been out recently with a blood clot scare. She's been recovering from that. She was ranked the world's number one. But she's coming back for the U.S. Women's Open at Pine Needles Lodge and Golf Club. And looking forward to that. While I divert back to basketball for a second, how can you not be a Golden State Warrior fan with the way
Draymond Green is playing?
Kiss my rear end.
Wait. Yeah,
for the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, Draymond Green.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're you're saying, like Damian Lillard or something.
No, Damian Green. Turn up your hearing aid. Okay, Damian Green is playing unbelievable, and he's a Michigan State grad, and so are you, and I just can't believe that you're not all over that.
I don't know. I mean, they got Jordan Poole there too, and he's a Michigan guy. So I want to see Curry get his Finals MVP and all that. But it's Celtics time. Jason Tatum's got to put a stamp on the league.
All right. So are you looking forward to your ventures in June? I got another one lined up for you. You're going to be out on Saturdays at 1, 2, 3 events, cool events. You're going to be over in Tampa one time, which I think you'll be really excited about. You'll meet a lot of former NFL guys, and then of course, near and dear to your heart, and you were there what, a couple weeks ago? No, just last week. Didn't you go to
Twin Brooks?
Yeah.
It's a great track. I actually got a chance. I played it twice since being over there.
You have?
Yeah, and I've been on the driving range a few times.
Really?
It's kind of like my new home base, my new home course, actually, since I've been there. It's only 5 minutes off the highway.
I know right where it's at, and the old man being the long ball striker that I am, it's a par three, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be going with you.
Okay.
But the first thing we're going to do is we're going to stop by St. Pete First Tee, and we're going to donate my clubs. How's that sound?
Yeah, we're going to get a club drive going so we can help those guys out over there at Twin Brooks.
Do a little plug for that as far as the club drive is concerned, because obviously we want to get people donating clubs. Mm-hmm. And this goes for Clearwater as well as St. Pete. But St. Pete right now has the bigger need.
Yeah, not even just any particular club drive. At any point in time, First Tee of St. Pete, you can drop off drivers, putters, wedges, woods, whatever, to Twin Brooks Golf Course to help benefit St. Pete of, First Tee of St. Pete. Those guys sell those clubs to fund what they do for the kids. If you were listening a couple weeks ago, healthy snacks, after-school programs, golf lessons, life lessons.
Got to maintain a 3.0 grade point average.
Got to maintain a 3.0 grade point average. These guys are graduating
incredible
kids
program.
From high school. It's a great program.
And they need your help.
They need your help. So let's get these clubs down here, donate so they can sell them and start working with these kids.
These guys need your help as well, too. And I'm talking to Dominic Albanese. How are you, Dominic? My man's not there. I'll do the plug for Dominic. Dominic Albanese, as I mentioned, charity event, Miracle by the Bay. It's a baseball charity classic. It's perfect stance. And I tell you what, you can get a hold of Michael Jones at 712-420-1661 or myjonespga@gmail. And that's my perfect stance. Do you remember the day they came down? It's for kids. It's a great concept. Well, now they want to make certain that you can get these kids that have handicaps, might be in wheelchairs. I was involved in one of them with the Iowa Cubs, getting one of these events set up, and it's a great cause. And that's Dominic Albanese. Hopefully to catch up with him. If we don't, as I said, all you do is go to myjonespga@gmail.com. And there was another event that I want to get you out to. Let me reach out to Mark Egli. Okay, so I'll let you pontificate some more on last night's game. Or you can go ahead and give me that leaderboard on the DP while I reach out to our next guest.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're going to talk about last game a little bit. It was the second coming of Jordan. Jimmy Butler coming down with the 47-piece. One of the few players to average, to not average, to have 5-plus 40-point games.
Now I want you to talk about your Jimmy Butler caddying for him, since we got to stand on the
team. Yeah, I've got a little bit staked at every team left here.
That's my point.
Right. Draymond Green, MSU grad, doing his thing. Then we got Jimmy Butler, who I've had a chance of meeting at Oakland Hills. Not many people know on this show. Caddied at Oakland Hills for several years in Michigan. Got a chance to meet Jimmy Butler and what's his name? What's the actor's name? I forget.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg.
Come on, man.
Got a chance to meet Jimmy Butler and
if you hadn't given me a ride home right now, I'd be dogging you. Just rolled out of the rack, but you're a young guy and you probably stayed up late because you're drowning in your sorrow with your Celtics loss.
Of course.
Anyway, so finish this story.
The heat kept me up late. But look, so caddying for those guys. Jimmy Butler turns out to be a clown. Love him. Mark Wahlberg is a stick. Played really well. But with that, I got a little bit invested here, my boy Jimmy. I'll be excited for him, but I got to see my Celtics get to the NBA Finals and stamp that. Now we got... I do want to make a quick comment.
You go ahead and make
about Pereira. About mindset when you're going into these tournaments. That guy came in there just wanting to make the cut. He was not. He had no intention on winning.
He wanted to play in a major first of all.
He wanted to play in a major.
Yeah, he wanted to play in the major, and he accomplished that.
He wanted to make the weekend, accomplished that. Then looked up early on a Sunday, and was like, "Wait, I got a lead. I got to hold." What? I don't think he handled that well, as you could see on the last hole.
Well, he's a young man. He's 27 years old. He's never been in that situation. I mean, the greatest in the game of golf talk about the sphincter tightening up in a major because there's so few opportunities to get yourself a major. And
his sphincter was so tight you could squeeze a quarter out. And you could tell when he was up there. He gave you that Charles Barkley swing on the 18th.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk to Mark Egli, who was at Southern Hills, and he had some great experiences. Got to hang out with Jim Nantz.
Hello.
Mark Egli, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing really, really good.
And I appreciate you taking time out to join us here on the tee this Saturday morning. And I was very envious last week, as you and I know you're very proud. You're almost a proud papa when you go to the PGA Championship as a PGA member, but also with your protege, Sean McCarty. But what an incredible week, huh?
It was a pretty nice place to be there. except the weather was kind of hot. Then it got cold and windy in Tulsa. You know, I guess that's
just like
standard.
Iowa. Just like Iowa, my man.
Yes, it is.
So, one thing before I, my ADD kicks in, as I like to say, my age deficit disorder. So you had a little nice photo shoot with our good friend Zach Johnson. You're a lot closer than I am. And you also got a little conversation with Jim Nantz. There's a couple of who's who in a great game of golf in 2022.
Yeah, I'm really proud. It was kind of odd. We're going down the 13th fairway, Sean, and myself and Zach, and Mike Bender was with us also.
Oh, yeah, and I forgot Bender. What a great guy.
And he teaches down there at St. Mary, Florida, I think is the name of the town.
Is that where he's at now?
That's where he's at. This is the Orlando area, so it's kind of close to you. If you're anybody in your listening audience wants to go see a great teacher down there, Mike Bender's your guy. So, yeah, we're just working up the 13th fairway. You know, most people were playing the front nine. The championships like that, players aren't playing 18 holes a day. You know, they're spacing their time out. So we're walking down the 13th fairway, and my brother is the CEO of an island, and there's a golf course called Hague Point in Hilton Head, and Jim Nantz is a member there. He always talks about it over there when he's doing Harbortown, where Jordan Spieth won this year, and here comes Jim Nantz down the fairway, and he's got Eric Church with him. And what it was nice, we just kind of stopped, had a 15-minute conversation in the middle of the fairway, and it was just kind of nice catching up. I hadn't met Eric Church before, and his wife, I think it's Catherine. They were extremely nice. So that was one of the highlights of the week.
You know what, on an Eric Church note, if you remember, he had a little controversy because he's such a diehard North Carolina fan that he canceled the concert and caught a little heat for that. But otherwise, people say he's a superb guy.
Was there a tournament game going on or something?
Yeah, there was. He's a huge Tar Heel basketball fan.
And, yeah, I kind of knew that.
Yeah, and when Duke was playing the Tar Heels in March Madness, he had a concert scheduled. And he canceled the concert so he could go watch because he knew it was Krzyzewski's last hoorah. And, yeah, he got a lot of heat for that. But the North Carolina faithful will go to every one of his concerts the rest of his life.
Absolutely. I like faith and loyalty.
Exactly. So do I. There's not enough of it. So that had to have been really cool. And let's talk about your brother for a minute. You know, I've had you on hundreds of times in Iowa and a half a dozen here. Your brother's got a great gig there in South Carolina.
He really does, and for those of you that are down in Florida, he's been at three courses in Florida, and he keeps moving up. I don't think he can go much higher than Hague Point, but
no.
My brother Doug was the golf coach, women's golf coach at North Texas State, and the women coaches thought so highly of him that they made him the coach of the NCAA elite team that went to Japan one year. And then he moved over to your territory. River Wilderness is a place that became famous when Paul Azinger won the PGA Championship. And my niece's godfather is Paul. But after Doug left River Wilderness, he went over to your area there, you know, right there on the, were you in Tampa, St. Pete area?
Yep, the Gulf Coast, yep.
And there was a wonderful course called Waterleaf. And what a fabulous place that is. And he stayed there for a few years. And then he ended up going to the most beautiful golf course in all of Florida, which was Black Diamond Ranch. And if anybody in Florida hasn't played golf there or at least gone out and see these beautiful canyons they have, you need to go there. You need to check it out.
Black Diamond Ranch?
Black Diamond Ranch. It's one of the most beautiful. The back nine is one of the most beautiful nine holes of golf. It is the most beautiful nine holes of golf in Florida.
I'm right.
You think you're in the mountains or something like that.
I'm right.
They call it the quarry nine.
Really? I'm writing that down right now. Black Diamond Ranch.
And, you know, it's. Then he had the ultimate job going to be the golf professional up at Hague Point. He's the CEO of the island. and it's really just right across the Calabogie Sound there from Harbortown. So that's where Sean and I and his family, we do spring training down there every year, and it's one of the most beautiful golf courses in the world. You know, when you have those golf courses, you're up against the ocean. Technically, it's the Calabogie Sound, but it's the Atlantic Ocean. So I got a brother. I'm really, really, really.
And all these years, like I said, I didn't realize that. I'm sorry, you know, I don't ask enough questions. But what a duo between you and your brother, your Hall of Fame teaching career in the great state of Iowa. You played at Michigan State. You've won countless awards, deservingly so, for your commitment to the community, to law enforcement, to kids. And I don't say this because I consider you a friend. These you can Google them, folks. These are all facts, and this is what he's done in the state of Iowa. That you guys listened to on one of my original shows. We had Gene Elliott on, and he won the amateur PGA, and he won the British Open and U.S. Open, and Mike McCoy, the amateur. So I was not known for golf down here in Florida, but we do have some successful people.
Bring it on.
And Zach Johnson.
Bring it on.
And your facility would kill it down here, Mark. I'm telling you right now, every day I see your post. I absolutely love it. And now you've added, because there's a Top Golf here and there's going to be one in St. Pete, but you've added advanced technology, and I admire you for having the foresight to realize that is necessary to maintain that youth coming in. So talk about that real quickly, and then we'll go back to the Southern Hills trip.
Hey, I was at the PGA Championship with Sean, and he was an All-American with a kid named Tiger Woods. And we'd spend about 45 minutes on the green. And one of these days, I'll have my video up of Tiger. And the videos we shoot from the right side, I've got the Top Tracer technology at the PGA Championship going. And it's always intrigued me. And I had to put it in. I don't want people quoting numbers to me. I want them to see them. Just the facts, ma'am, like old Jack Webb used to say on Dragnet.
Yeah, because everybody...
Just the facts, ma'am.
It's like everybody... How many scores do you add to somebody when they come and tell you that they... When they come in and say they're a 15 or 20 handicap, how many do you add to that?
There's an old saying, don't believe anything you hear and only half of what you see, so...
Well, I know that, but it's even worse in golf, isn't it?
I don't want to be too prejudicial against people that I love.
Well, that one thing I've been honest about is my game is actually horrific. But at 65, I'm focusing more on health and fitness, and I'm determined to get out onto all these tracks that I'm doing business with. So let's go.
Hey,
back.
Mike.
Yes,
Mike. Now that you talked about health and fitness, I've gotten to where I'm at. You know, because I had the kinesiology and health degree. And I tried, when I was in school, I was just going to be a left fielder for the Detroit Tigers, or I was going to play the PGA Tour. And I was blessed to play the tour events a few years. And but I came up with some medical discoveries. And if you go to my website, markegley.com, you'll see Mark's Alpha 1 story. I discovered that I have a disease that's only been found 8,000 times. And now I've found over 50 people with the disease, and the odds of that are 1 in quadrillion.
And this is important, folks, because it impacts all of us. It's already hit home with me, and even for you guys that want to golf and keep aging. So continue, my friend.
I will expand upon the website, but I put the patent up there because I'm coming after the prevention of dementia, the prevention of breast cancer. I just got a report yesterday, Mike, that I have emphysema and COPD, and I never smoked once in my life, ever. And my report came back that my lung function is, I was supposed to be dead in 2016, undiagnosed with this disease. And now I get to live a long, healthy life. My father died of lung cancer, didn't smoke. And now I was headed that direction. And now I'm in great shape. And I'm coming after where doctors always say, you do not know what causes autoimmune diseases. Well, I figured it out and I'm really proud of it. And all because I was a golfer that had to take classes when he was going to school to stay eligible. Well, I picked tough ones, but you can go to my Mark Egley website and you'll see that, hey, see Mark's story. And I'll expand upon that in the coming week. But I put the patent there first so people could see there's no BS. Maybe we found what's been killing a lot of people for a lot of years that don't need to die early.
I'll put it on my website as well. Hey, by the way, I want to interrupt you quickly. I want to introduce you to a young man that just came back to into my little studio down here at Ferg's. He's a Michigan State grad. He's my new young protege. He's 23 years old. He graduated from Michigan State School of Business. Big O, Oscar Garner III, meet Mark Egli, who played golf 30 years ago and is a Hall of Fame teaching professional.
Mark, Oscar, it's nice to meet you. I'm glad to know there's a Spartan keeping Rickard in shape.
Somebody's got to keep these Iowa guys in line.
Absolutely.
Hey, he was a caddy while I was going to college at Oakland Hills.
Very sadly, that clubhouse burned down this year, and it was one of the greatest historical sites in golf. You know, Al Kaline, the great Detroit Tiger, was a
Absolutely.
Member there.
Met Al.
Yep,
he's the best. Oakland Hills is where I played my first U.S. Open qualifying, and it was like being in heaven because Gary Player had won the PGA there the year before.
Yep.
And here I'm teeing it up as a 17-year-old kid with all these golf legends. It will stick in my mind forever. And one of my teaching things is I saw a guy named Larry Hinson who had a withered left arm from polio, and he was playing with Hubert Green. And I followed them because I'd had a horse roll over on me as a kid and broke my arm at like a 90-degree angle, and they told me I was going to have a withered arm. And I saw Larry Hinson out there, and it was the most encouraging thing. And it affected why I teach the way that I do today and why the left arm isn't nearly as important as people think it is. If you're right-handed, your right arm is your important arm, and when you swing through, you watch your shot. Don't keep your head down. It will cause you just nothing but pain and misery in the body and in your shot results.
Hey, before I let you go, I got to go back to Southern Hills. What was your greatest, I mean, my gosh, you had an unbelievable week and you left on Friday. What was your greatest memory and what did you think of the outcome?
I like Justin Thomas a lot. I feel really sorry for the young kid that kind of held on a little tight with his left arm that we were just talking about.
Mito Pereira.
Yeah, and that whole fairway runs to the right. I feel really sorry for him. But, you know, the people I met, I had another conversation with Tiger, just the two of us. You know, I've had three car accidents that put me in tough condition and was able to relate to Tiger. We didn't talk golf. We just talked about health and his leg and things like that. That was kind of the highlight. Then Coach Linz Blevins, we walked in the locker room, and then there was Danny Edwards and Coach Linz Blevins. Next thing you know, Lynn is talking to him, and it was nice hearing Tiger belly laugh. I hadn't seen that, and it was just such a joy. I really like Tiger. I've known him since 2003, and seeing him overcome this tragedy and playing, and I said I saw John Daly riding in a cart. Let's get Tiger a card so everybody can watch. You know, his teammate, Casey Martin, had his leg amputated.
Exactly, yeah.
And they're doing a story on him up at coaching at Oregon now. Tiger deserves a card. The game owes him a lot more than a golf cart.
And the game needs him out there as well, Mark. How was Zach Johnson's spirits, the Ryder Cup captain in 2023?
We had a great time. People thought, you know, I first saw Zach on Sunday the week before. And he had sprained his ankle. And he didn't get on the golf course until much later in the week, so people don't know that he was injured. People in Florida may not care as much, but all of us in Iowa, we always want Zach to do great.
Everybody in America better hope now that he's our Ryder Cup captain.
I could go on and on and on about Zach and Lynn Blevins telling stories. You know, I just realized Zach Johnson knows more about he was 10 years old when I met him. And he knows so much more about golf than I know today. It was just a joy being around him. And he's going to make one of the greatest Ryder Cup captains of all time.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to that. I know you got a bit. You always have a busy day. You're so passionate and giving back to the great game of golf, but to the state of Iowa. I'm very fortunate to have you as a friend and to have you on our airwaves, Mark Egli. Even though I'm down here in the mecca of golf, you know, you're one of those guys that every state could use, and Florida would love your golf practice facility and you as an educator. So, thanks, my man.
You're very, very welcome, and tell all your listeners, you know, just tune in and get that golf swing in great shape and enjoy this game more than you could imagine.
All right, I'll talk to you about getting that link, your link, on my social media, by the way, as well.
Thank you very, very much, because we're going to tell the world how we can stay healthier and stronger. We don't have to face as many diseases as we thought, because we can prevent. We're not curing anything, we're preventing.
Proactive, not reactive. All right, my man. Have a great day. Hey, what's the weather like up there in the great state of Iowa?
It was 75 and beautiful yesterday. We have a little bit of a breeze today, but it's so much better than 42 or 43 degrees. I don't know if you can walk me back out to my lesson. It's a little windy today, but I'll take this every day.
Hey, another thing. The way you strike the ball still at 65, you should get out there and play some more events, my man.
Mike, I've had 3 car accidents, a broken neck, and it just shows you that what we can do by not keeping the head down, how we can avoid lower back injuries, and how we can avoid, you know, neck injuries. I talk about it all day long. When you hit that golf ball, get your eyes on it and see it. And when I finish this medical stuff up, Mike, I'm going to come out with the best golf lesson series videos that you've ever seen. Might not cost anybody any money either. But the big thing is, thrust that thing out there with your right hand like you're a third baseman trying to throw somebody out at second base on a ground ball, and let your eyes see it. Nobody ever threw a ball from over to second or first and had to look at the umpire and say, hey, did that get there?
No. All right, my man, have a great Saturday, and happy Memorial Weekend.
Have a great time, and thanks to everybody in Florida.
All right, Mark Egli, and I tell you, I knew you'd like that because he's a fellow Sparty. Now let me get our man John Rieger on the World Golf Report.
Classic golf wisdom with the short to second right there.
Hey, how about him? He is from Michigan, and I guarantee he's a diehard Pistons fan and a Celtics fan, and I guarantee you that. Well, you claim to be a Tigers fan. Are you a Tigers fan at least?
Yeah, I am.
Now, I'm sure you're not a Lions fan. You jumped that bandwagon because they haven't won.
Yeah, I'm done with that. I'm a Buccaneer.
Typical kid.
I'm a Buccaneer.
Yeah. You're going to claim that. How long have you been here? 3 months?
Yeah, well, 4, so.
Okay, well, you're out. But this guy's in, and I appreciate him on a Memorial Weekend. He's probably got the fam. He lives on the beach now. He's getting all his barbecue plans ready to rock and roll. I'm sure he's got some craft beer and a lineup for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And he is John Rieger, and he's our resident pro. What's up, my man?
I'm doing just fantastic. How about you?
Doing great. Just got done having a conversation with my buddy who's a teaching professional up in Iowa. I think he said your paths crossed at one time. His brother's up there at Hague at Hilton Head. He's the head professional. Mark Egli. I don't know if you've ever run across him, but he thought that your paths may have crossed. He's about my age, and he worked with Zach Johnson back in the day, and he was down at Southern Hills. He was giving us a little recap of the week down there.
I have crossed paths with him, absolutely. The older you get in this golf business, the more path crossing you run into, and yes.
I tell you what, given the conditions of the climate in Iowa, he does a superb job and has a state-of-the-art range up there, so I applaud him. So how'd your week go?
Good. You know, I was a great golf state. I was a really great golf state. It's the home of Zach Johnson, and there's quite a few people have come out of Iowa to play on the PGA Tour. And, I went to play golf in Iowa one year in the summer. You know, they have they have these mini tours. When you first got out of college, they have these small towns will have pro-ams. And you stay at people's houses, and they have nice little purses and stuff like that. And you just kind of travel from town to town in the car. You know, and you'd play some of those. And so I was playing in this one tournament in July. And, boy, the weather was just absolutely fantastic. I mean, it was just not a slight chill in the air, but low humidity. And I talked to my sponsor, and I said, man, why aren't more people live in Iowa? Why don't you have 25 million people live here? And he goes, because we only have this weather for about 90 days a year. And the rest of the time is terrible.
And that's a fact. That's why
it's such a great golf state, because they, you know, they cram it all in there. And in the Des Moines area, that, you know, they've had the U.S. Open there, the U.S. Senior Open, actually.
1999. Yep.
And that, hey, that's your pecking ground. I'm not telling you anything new. You know, I know the John Deere tournament's like, you know, one of the best tournaments on the tour, especially for younger players trying to establish themselves as a PGA
broadcast
winner. And then you've got Zach Johnson, who's the king of Iowa golf.
Yeah, now our Ryder Cup captain. So let's go back to Southern Hills and last week's events that evolved. Of course, you talk about climate change. It certainly took place in Tulsa, Oklahoma last Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I mean Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, and it's, one of the things about major championships is that even from day to day, you know, conditions can drastically change. And that was evident there. You know, they actually had to play a little slower and bumpier greens because of the wind conditions the first round. And also, you know, Justin Thomas being the winner of the PGA Championship for the second time, it was quite amazing. Because he had the worst pairing on Thursday and Friday. You know, he went out in the worst weather both those days, and he still got it way under par, and that made a difference. But what a playoff that was. It was so exciting to watch that at the end. I mean, it was heartbreaking to watch Beto get up there and I hate to use the word choke. He's the world's best player, but his nerves definitely got him, man. He blocked that shot into the water, and it was just, oh, no, and you know, it's one of those things that, Justin Thomas went out in that playoff, and Will Zalatoris didn't play bad in the playoff. Justin Thomas just played that much better, so congratulations to him.
Well, and I'll tell you what, I was impressed with Will Zalatoris. That kid, he's got a bright future. He's cool as a cucumber.
I saw something on the web the other day. I follow quite a few, golf sites on social media. And they had this fun one where it showed Will Zalatoris' putting stroke. You know, it almost looked like a figure eight, the path of the putter head. So he's got the, I know he's a good putter and a good player, but he may need to work on that a little bit. It freaked me out when I saw it.
So he got the Jim Furyk inside out of putting?
Well, it looks like a figure eight. You know how ice skaters, you know, do their compulsories and they skate in the figure eight? Well, the path of the putter almost looked like a figure eight when he hit it.
Oh, my God.
You know, I don't know if that's an aberration or if that's his normal stroke, but I just saw that, and that scared me to death. That was more scarier than seeing a horror picture on the Instagram watching a putting stroke like that.
Especially a teaching pro like yourself. And, speaking of Champions Tour, we just talked about U.S. Senior Open. Got a big one, a Senior PGA Championship taking place in Michigan, actually, this week, and that's a who's who on that top of that leaderboard.
And I'll tell you what, it was a chilly day yesterday. These guys were wearing sweaters, and it was raining, and there was white caps coming off the lake.
Oh, Lord.
My goodness, they still shot some good scores out there. You know, one of the things I wanted to talk about today was, and it pertains to the Champions Tour, and there's some speculation about the Champions Tour because players, who are regular PGA Tour players, have won so much money that I think that, there's no incentive for them to play the Champions Tour. And they don't really want to play. They're worn out. And so in this new Saudi Golf League, they call it the LIV, but actually LIV stands for, it's the Roman numerals for 54.
Exactly.
So, and they play 54 hole events. That's why they named that whole golf league after it. Well, you've got some of the aging superstars who have committed to play. They haven't released the total field yet for the Saudi Golf League. June 9th to 11th, their first 54-hole event is going to be over in London, England. So they've got Lee Westwood, Ian Poulter, Sergio Garcia, former Masters champion, and Phil Mickelson's going to play. And the PGA Tour is banning them now from the PGA Tour for going to play in that. They're not getting a release. And so what you're going to see in this golf league, there's a lot of money at stake. But I think what you're going to see here is you're going to see some of the aging superstars that, you know, they've made so much money, they don't care. They're going to go do it. And they don't care about playing the Champions Tour, which is going to be, I think, a detriment to the Champions Tour because a lot of the stars, like Mickelson, obviously, you know, we know his story now. But, you know, he went out there and won three or four tournaments, out on the Champions Tour. But he's going to be banned from that because he's going to go play in the Saudi Golf League.
Well, he won like four out of his first six, seven appearances, actually.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, so it's remarkable. So there's a huge star power. Tiger, you know, Tiger's just not going to physically be able to play on that tour. You know, he's in doubt whether he could ever play on the PGA Tour again to, you know, begin with. As you see how he's struggling with his leg. So, so for me, I think the bigger story is obviously the Senior PGA Championship. It's the PGA of America's, you know, one of their senior majors. And, you know, I know KitchenAid sponsored that. They're a wonderful sponsor. And you know, where they're playing it up in Benton Harbor, Michigan, is just a absolutely fantastic place to play golf. A lot of the, believe it or not, a lot of the members of Augusta National have summer homes there. So, you know, that's a really nice neighborhood up there. But I think that a big story is when the Saudi Golf League kicks off, they've got like seven or eight events, and these tour players finally commit to it, and then they're going to be off the PGA Tour. You know, it won't hurt the PGA Tour because Justin and Rory and all those, you know, superstars right now, you know, they're not going to abandon the PGA Tour or the European Tour. They're not going to abandon that.
So, John,
they're too young.
So, John, you kind of alluded to this. What do you think? How does this play out with the Champions Tour? Do you see it dying off? Do you see people really getting onto this Saudi Golf League? Is it money keeping these guys from? Is it the money? Is it the workload with the tours? Like, what is it that's going to keep these guys out of the Champions Tour?
Well, you know what happens is, again, you know, the younger players. And, you know, let's just use Lee Westwood. All right, now he hasn't won a major championship, but he would come play on the Champions Tour now. But you know what? I think he's 48, 49 years old.
He's 49, but he's still relevant.
Yeah, and he's still relevant, but, you know, he's probably not relevant to win major championships.
No.
And so at this particular point, I think he's going to be, he's going to go play the Saudi Golf League, take the cash, take the money, because they're being paid, you know, untold millions and millions of dollars just to go play on it. You know, he might be getting a $15 million guarantee just to go tee it up in the first year.
That's crazy.
You know, that's a whole career worth of money for some of these golfers.
Yeah.
Well, let's look at that leaderboard right now. On the Champions Tour, you got Scotty McCarron. There's one red, white, and blue flag. But then you got Stephen Ames, Mike Weir, Ernie Els, and Bernhard Langer. They don't really have any commitment. They've made a lot of money on the PGA Tour. But as you said, if they're going to win $500,000 versus $500,000 for an appearance, and then potential for $2 million.
The purse for this event is 3.2, which is
yeah. And so you can see them making that transition quite easily, huh?
Well, it just depends on their loyalty to the, you know, to the PGA Tour and the European Tour. I think, you know, certain things are at stake, like being the Ryder Cup captain or being the President's Cup captain, or, you know, those kind of things. Or maybe they played their entire career and they just, you know, they just want to stay branded that way. But, you know, it's hard. Like, yeah, I think they offered Kevin Na. I don't know if he's going to go play it or not. But he's been on the PGA Tour. He's like a human ATM machine. I mean, it's unbelievable. He's won like $25 million playing on the PGA Tour. He's won a couple tournaments. But, you know, they're offering him like $25 million to go play on their tour. Guaranteed.
Guaranteed, you know, so, upfront money?
This is
turning into baseball.
Yeah, it is. You know, so I don't blame him for wanting to take the money and run. And then you have the political side of this thing. Obviously, there's a lot of controversy with Saudi Arabia. And so it's kind of funny how some of these touring professionals who play for millions of dollars and they represent like Nike, you know, who's got slave labor camps in China, you know, they don't mind taking the Nike endorsement money, this, that, and the other. But then, lo and behold, they're not going to play in the Saudi League because it's morally wrong. So I don't know. It is some controversy. It's going to be interesting to see. One of the things, too, last week, the PGA Championship was supposed to have been held at Trump's Bedminster Golf Club in New Jersey. And then after the January 6th happened, PGA got woke and they decided they're going to move it to Southern Hill.
And I think that's BS too, but that's for another conversation and maybe over.
So guess what happened? The Saudi Golf League, they're going to go play, I think, at Doral on Trump's property. They're going to play at Bedminster. And I think they're going to play at Turnberry. So, you know, they've got, you know, they're going to play at the Trump golf courses and resorts.
Cash is king, John. Cash is king,
yeah,
as you're well aware of, right? Next weekend, we have a great event to look forward to, one that I always cherish because I love to see Jack interacting with the younger players, and that's the Memorial. Have you ever had an opportunity to go up to Ohio?
Yes, I have. It's the toughest golf course I've ever played in my life. It is. It's remarkable that, you know, when you watch these tour players play, they make it look easy. I mean, I think I three putted half the greens up there, you know, and I'm a really good putter. So, I mean, I didn't play it in a tournament play. It was like a little pro-am. It wasn't a PGA Tour event or anything. Man, but it's got some undulation, those greens, and elevation change and deep rough and, you know, and Jack tinkers with the golf course all the time. But it's one of those courses, it's one of those tournaments you want to win as a young tour player. You want to win Arnold Palmer's tournament. You want to win Jack Nicklaus's tournament. You know, because, you know, they you know, you want to win the Byron Nelson. So there's some players out there that,
rich in tradition. Rich in tradition.
Exactly. That's what you want to do. You want to win Colonial. It was Ben Hogan's tournament. I mean, you just want to go and you want to do those things. And it's just, because it kind of defines your career in some ways. But also, you know, I mean, Jack's right there, you know, greeting you as you come off the green. And that's pretty cool.
Just like Arnie was over in Orlando and just like Byron was, you know, down in Texas on the 18th. And that's part of this emotional issue, I believe, with the Saudis. You know, I don't want to go back and belabor that, but I think that's also, you know, the JT Thomas and that gang, the allegiance, the rich tradition and the history. It's almost like the USFL trying to start against the NFL, you know what I'm saying? But the USFL they didn't have bank like that, though. If they had bank, they would have absorbed the NFL.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Back in the mid-90s, the reason there's a World Golf Championships, like there's six or eight of those played a year, is because of Greg Norman. He teamed up with Rupert Murdoch, and they were going to do a World Golf Tour, just like they're doing right now, just like with the Saudis. Well, they were teaming up to do it back in the mid-90s.
I remember that.
And the PGA Tour, yeah, got panicky about it, so they created, they got together with the five families, you call them, USGA, PGA, PGA Tour, European Tour, you know, Augusta, you know, the Masters, you know, people, and they decided, well, we'll create, you know, these big money events that, you know, don't have any cuts, you know, and you get paid, you know, twice as much than any other golf tournament. So that's what Norman's trying to do again with the Saudis. But they're doing a different model. Their tournaments aren't going to have a cut. They're going to have 54 hole events. They're going to shotgun starts.
Oh my God!
And they're going to play in about six or eight different countries. So, you know, across the globe too. They're, you know, so it's going to be very interesting how they're going to do it. But I don't know. You know, there's so much, there's too much controversy in sports now for any sport there is. It's just,
well, as I sit in my office having a conversation today, decided to go inside. Watching ESPN, there's the leader in creating controversy in the world of sports media, but that's for another topic. Okay, let's talk about Tiger Woods. You know, what a valiant, you know, we talked about it last Saturday, incredible effort last Friday, just grinding it out, shoots a 69, makes the cut, unbelievable. Has to step away. Your thoughts on, should he skip the U.S. Open so he can play in St. Andrews, which is, as you've alluded to, is flat? You think that should be his strategy?
You know, I mean, I have a feeling that as severe as his injury is, and I mean, he's done remarkable coming back from it, but I think he's come to the realization that to be able to play a 72-hole event, he might be able to make the cut, but he may not have the ability to go 72 holes ever again. So I would suspect that, and this is just conjecture, you know, he's proved us all wrong in the past, but I think he's going to retire at that tournament. I think he's going to play in that tournament and get to that Swillican Bridge, you know, and, you know, do the famous
wave
with Barney or Jack. I just think I don't see how he can, you know, he'll play, after that, he'll play exhibition golf.
Yeah,
he'll go play
yeah.
some exhibition.
Oh, of course.
Retire at the he'll Open Championship?
Play with his son and the father's son and stuff like that. But I just don't, you know, he was in so much pain. I don't see how he could do it. You know, in fact, he probably wished that he missed the cut. He probably wished he could have just gone home.
Well, there's no doubt about that, given the weather conditions and what we observed on the outside looking in. And my friend Mark Egley talked to him down in Southern Hills, and then Mark said, and we're running out of time. We'll talk about it next week. But hey, they gave JD a cart at Southern Hills, correct?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. They know he's not going to contend. But the reason they do that is because they're trying to help out Hooters. Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, and you see his son endorsed his Hooters now with the name, image, and likeness.
Oh,
what a great deal that is.
Oh yeah, he got the nil deal through old Papa Bear, because I don't think we're going to have JD on the planet much more in a decade at the rate he's going. So his son will he'll carry.
Now you know he's on the Keith Richards health plan. You know, and they're both going to live to like 98 years.
I know. Here we are saying, you know, they're idiots, and here I am, a 65, battling, you know, the flu like a wimp, and I'm thinking, I'm a health nut now. I should start firing up the butts and drinking Tito's again, 400 paces from my pad.
It's
what the hell?
It's the Diet Cokes. If you don't string those together in the day, you won't make it.
Yeah. Anyway, what's on the agenda for the weekend?
For us, it's get ready to get to the beach.
All right, my man. Well, as always,
they're going to work on the sand game this afternoon.
There you go. I look forward to conversations talking about the memorial next week. And you still didn't send me your address. It's just I just want to send you one hat. I know your wife probably checks everything. Probably checks your bags when you come in to see if you got any things you don't need since you live in a condo and not a house. But just one hat. Just text me your address.
Just take a picture of it and I'll look at it.
I want you to wear it. You're a branding machine.
Okay, well, I'll have to negotiate trying to squeeze one more hat into my closet. We'll see what happens.
Keep it in the trunk of your car. Put it on when you go to the golf course. I got okay. This figured out for you, brother.
All right, well, I'll figure out what address to send that to.
It'll probably be your old address and get rejected.
P.O. box somewhere.
Yeah. Hey, will you... make sure you sign that hat, okay?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Send it.
Yeah, so you'll never wear it. All right, man. I appreciate it. Have a great Memorial weekend with the fam, and I look forward to us being able to sit down sometime face-to-face. And we got Rays and Yankees. You and Barry Smith pick a game, and I'll get you ticks and cross at the trop. You guys, I'll be the DD for you guys. You can have as much fun as you want.
Well, good, then. That includes two free craft beers, doesn't it?
Two? For your efforts, you can have a case.
Okay.
I got a deal with
everybody.
All right, you too. That's John Rieger. I love his insight each and every Saturday. Geez, I missed a call from my man, Lynn the Growler Stricker. And, you know, here I am whining about my little flu bug this week, but I wanted to get him on. He has some unbelievable stories when he was on the bag. He's a world-class, he lives up in Clearwater, and a world-class caddy.
I think you were telling me about
this
guy.
Yeah, I told you about him.
Yeah.
And you'll meet him. He's immersed in here. A lot of his paraphernalia in here and his memorabilia that's golf-related, mm-hmm. he provided. But he was in 2007, he was in Southern Hills when people were dropping, and I can't use the term he used, but like such and such in a old Western, he said the patrons, as they call them in Augusta, were just dropping. Several people passed away.
Yeah.
And that's one of the biggest concerns. And now they moved it, obviously, to May, where the weather conditions are easier. But
yeah, more
favorite. I appreciate you running over, young man. I didn't hammer you because you're my bodyguard. You're my safeguard last Saturday. I appreciate that very much. So from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Clubhouse, I'm Mike Rickard with the big old Oscar Garner III from Mark Egley. And, of course, don't forget about the
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen
is CB